Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Bernard Edwards, the man responsible for that iconic bass line on Chic's Good Times. He was the co-founder of Chic, along with Nile Rodgers, of course. He died from pneumonia on this day in 1996. He had actually just finished a Chic gig in Tokyo where he wasn't feeling that well and even passed out on stage. Ever the showman, he jumped right back into playing but would die in his sleep at his hotel room later that night. Next, I'm going to raise a glass to another bass player, Cordell Boogie Mawson, a prominent contributor to albums by both Funkadelic and Parliament. Sometimes he played guitar and sometimes drums, but was primarily one of their surplus of bass players. After Bootsy Collins left the band, Mawson became their featured on-stage bassist. Here's Funkadelic. You're on X-Ray.
Get your junkie by the toe. If he hollers, Joan of his own. He did the loose booty.
Thank you.
Raising a glass to Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band. He died on this day 2 years ago. When Rolling Stone did a ranking of the greatest guitarists of all time, the most represented band was the Allman Brothers Band with 4. Dwayne Allman ranked 2nd, Warren Haynes was 23rd, Dickie was 58th, and Derek Trucks was 81st. But damn, if that outtake from Live at the Fillmore East doesn't make me think he might have been the best of the bunch. Just phenomenal work there. At the top of the block, Funkadelic doing Loose Booty. I'll bet they were. And playing that in honor of their sometimes bass player, Cordell Boogie Mawson. He died on this day in 2013. You know, X-Ray's Spring Fun Drive is in full swing, and we could really use your help. We're just a little community radio station. We don't have corporate money powering us. We're not even NPR, although with Trump's dissolution of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, they've been cut closer to our level, but NPR can fend for themselves. We're more street level, and even though we're staffed almost entirely by volunteers, it can be a struggle to make ends meet. Rent costs money, equipment costs money, FCC licenses cost money, and more than 80% of the money that keeps us going comes from you, the listener. So I beg of you, please see what you can do to help us out. Go to xray.fm, and there you can see the swag we have to offer. Several levels of membership are available, and of course, we graciously accept any one-time donations. In fact, anybody who donates any amount this weekend goes into the drawing for the Big Record Store prize pack. Not just a shopping spree at one record store, but 5 of them. Super Electric Records, Crossroads Records, Tomorrow Records, Prospector Records, and Too Many Records. Man, we are so blessed to have so many record stores in Portland. And that's just 5 of them. New or existing members who give will also be entered to win our grand prize. $1,200 worth of arborist services and consultation from Fairweather Tree Experts, serving the Northwest since 1982. And specializing in total tree care, including pruning, trimming, fertilizing, removals. Check them out at fairweathertree.com. But first, go to xray.fm and click the donate button or the big banner on the homepage. While you're doing that, I'm going to get you some more music. It was on this day in 1991 that we lost one of the great British record producers, Martin Hannett. Here are a couple of his works now. You're on X-Ray.
I'm getting frightened of the things you somehow make me do. fell in love with an alien being whose skin was jelly, whose teeth were green. She had the big bug eyes and the death ray glare, feet like water wings, purple hair. I was over the moon, I asked her back to my place, and then I married the monster from outer space. The days were numbered, the nights were spent in a rent-free furnished oxygen tent, where a cyborg chef served up moon beans, done super rapid on a laser beam. I needed nutrition to keep up the pace when I married the monster from outer space. We walked out, tentacle in hand, you could sense that the earthlings would not understand. They go nudge, nudge when we got off the bus, saying it's extraterrestrial, not like us, and it's bad enough with another race, but fuck me, a monster from outer space. A cybernetic fit of rage, she pissed off to another age. She lives in 1999 with a new boyfriend, a blob of slime. Each time I see a translucent face, I remember the monster from outer space.
Hey, hey. I be lost? Will I still recoil when the skin is lost? Am I thy worthy cause? Will I still be soiled when the dirt is off?
Absolutely.
from one of my favorite albums, Peter Gabriel's third one, the one with the melting face on the cover. That was I Don't Remember. No, it's not my memory failing. That song was titled I Don't Remember. And I play that for the man who designed that melty face cover, Storm Thorgerson, died on this day in 2013. And he was the creator of a great number of album covers, most notably for Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. If you don't know the name, you definitely know his work. Prior to that, Echo and the Bunnymen doing one of the few songs that has the word mustard in it. The Cutter is the name of the tune, and that goes out to Les Pattinson, their bass player, who was born on this day in 1958. We heard from T-Rex doing Life is Strange, and that was in tribute to Jack Green, a secondary guitarist who stopped by for a cup of coffee with a number of different bands. He was in The Pretty Things and Rainbow and, of course, T-Rex there, but only for a very short time in each of them. He parlayed that into a solo career in the late 70s and 80s, but unfortunately met with no great success. He died on this day in 2024. And at the top of the block, a couple of songs produced by the great Mancunian post-punk era record producer Martin Hannett, who died on this day in 1991. His rise to fame began with Joy Division, and he would go on to use his distinct atmospheric approach with U2 and the Psychedelic Furs, as well as other Manchester bands like The Smiths and Happy Mondays. We heard a couple of his earlier productions. Because You're Frightened was from Magazine, followed by I Married a Monster from Outer Space by the great Mancunian punk poet John Cooper Clark, who did a show here in town a couple of years ago that the wife and I were lucky enough to see. Hey, did you know today is continuing X-Ray's Spring Fun Drive? Well, it is! You thought I was going into this day in history, didn't you? Well, unfortunately, no. Instead, I need to use every available second today to beg you for your money. Yes, it's the Spring Fun Drive. Go to xray.fm to donate whatever you can manage to help keep community radio going in Portland, to help keep music curated by humans alive. Did you know robots are programming commercial stations? Well, they are. I mean, not literally robots, but, you know. That's why you only hear the same tired old songs over and over. Not here, man. We care about the music we play. Sure, it may not all be your cup of tea, but you're guaranteed to find something more interesting than Hotel California getting played every couple hours. This is how we expand our horizons, people. But of course, like everything in this world, it don't come free. Well, technically it does, I guess. That's the benefit of radio. It's one of the last things you don't have to pay for. But if you're a discerning listener, hell, if you're just a sentient human being, you realize there's always a price to pay. You could listen to commercial radio and pay the high psychic price by having commercials pummeled into your ears, not to mention a very limited palette of music. Or you could realize the worth of eclectic, curated entertainment and part with a few bucks to help keep it around. So please, get thyself to an internet-connected device and enter xray.fm/donate and check out the perks we have to offer. Great t-shirt design this year, which you'd get as a $15 a month member. But there are other membership options, and we gladly accept one-time donations as well. We've got incentives for every budget. Everybody who donates this week will be entered into a record store shopping spree for Too Many Records, Prospector Records, and Crossroad Records, and Tomorrow Records, and what was the other one? Oh, I lost it. But five record stores. It's a record collector's dream and a $350 value, I might add. And any new or existing members who give get entered to win our grand prize, a free consultation and a half day of arborist services from our friends at Fairweather Tree Experts, a $1,200 value. So check it out, xray.fm/donate, or call 503-233-X-RAY, 503-233-9729, if you want to talk to a real person. All right, back to the tunes. Here's a block of folks who were all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013. It's X-Ray. Donate.
Top side. One, two, three. Come home when you please. You don't ever want to love me. You think it ought to be all right with me. When I try to talk to you, woman, and let you know just how I feel, or you tell me if I don't like it, there is someone else out there will. Oh, isn't that wise to you, woman? You're not the only bird that flies in the sky.
you're really like a touch so shy and fine. But the way you move with that guitar just gives me other signs. Hear my number, give me a sign. Call me back if this gets through.
streets, the clowns are parted. Light streams down in bright unbroken beams.
Folks there who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this day in 2013. Rush were one of those bands that were snubbed for a long time, but once Jan Wenner and his rock critic cronies started running out of the more respectable honorees, they were forced to listen to the fans, and Rush was the band they wanted recognized at long last. We heard the epic Jacob's Ladder from 1980. The Pacific Northwest's own Heart were also inducted that year. We heard them doing Bebe Lestrange, also from 1980. And blues guitar legend Albert King, best known for Born Under a Bad Sign, was also in that year. We heard him doing Ask Me No Questions alongside Stevie Ray Vaughan. And that'll just about do it for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Reverse Couple Skates coming up next. I'm going to remind you one last time to donate during our spring fun drive. Go to xray.fm or call 503-233-XRAY, 503-233-9729. One more for you from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2013. Here's Public Enemy. Radio is yours.
Freedom of death, we got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. what counts is that the rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrived, we got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? I love it. Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. The rest is show.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a